The Senate could vote on a massive spending bill as soon as today, addressing competition from China. Now, it may be a little off the radar, but it's one of the few things that Republicans and Democrats can agree on. The new bill would pour billions into American semiconductor manufacturing, artificial intelligence, robotics, other industries, to boost competition with Chinese tech firms on the world stage. NPR international correspondent John Ruwitch is here. John, thanks for being here.
I'm happy to be here.
And we mentioned AI, artificial intelligence. There's also money for research. Tell us more about what this bill would do.
Yeah, sure. This bill is sweeping. It's called the U.S. Innovation and Competition Act. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer today described it as the largest investment in science and technology in generations. So it's ambitious. On the money front, it involves more than $200 billion. There's $52 billion to support and build out the U.S. chip industry, and then tens and tens of billions more for university research in technology and innovation. There's money for grants, scholarships, other R&D programs. One other thing that's worth flagging, too, is that the focus is on practical industrial application, right? So part of it seeks to revamp a section of the National Science Foundation, which is the U.S. government agency that supports fundamental scientific research, and to get it to think longer term and really drive U.S. development of critical technologies. And that includes things like AI, quantum computing, advanced manufacturing, stuff like that. The idea is for the U.S. to take the lead or to maintain its lead in those areas.
As China has been plowing ahead with 5G, setting up networks in other countries, remind us of the backdrop here.
Sure. China has been making strides not only in 5G, but sort of across the board in technology. I mean, but if you think back a bit, China tried something similar to this a few years ago. It was a strategic plan called Made in China 2025. The government articulated ambitions for China to become the world leader in around 10 sectors, IT, robotics, green tech, medical devices, stuff like that, cutting edge stuff. And there was a huge backlash in the U.S. I mean, this was one of the turning points that really led to the deterioration in relations between the two countries. And American politicians were highly critical of it. So now we have the Senate poised to pass a bill that is analogous, if not outright similar.
Yeah. The bill managed to get bipartisan support, which might, you know, people are like, what? How did that happen?
Right. This bill was bipartisan from the start. I mean, Schumer, who's a Democrat, and Indiana Republican Todd Young were the main sponsors, the co-sponsors. Basically, like you said, Robin, it comes down to China. I mean, from the White House on down these days, the notion that China's a threat and that it's a challenge has just gained so much traction in the U.S. I mean, it's a key part of President Biden's foreign and domestic policies. He talks a lot about competition between democracy and authoritarianism and proving that democracy can still win. Republicans in the U.S. also talk tough on China. And there's genuine concern. There's also good, you know, it's also good politically to look tough on China and to be a part of this. And they say that China's the one thing that Republicans and Democrats can agree on these days. And this bill seems to underscore that, right? I mean, on so many other issues, just they're mired in partisan fighting.
Well, but not everyone is on board. So what hurdles does the bill still have?
Yeah, there are some Republican senators who have been unhappy about the price tag of this bill. It is a lot of money. And while it's mostly about building up America and investing in American science and technology research, there are pieces that go beyond economics, right? There are provisions in it on sanctioning Chinese officials over human rights abuses, countering perceived Chinese influence on U.S. university campuses. And civil society groups, have spoken out against it. I mean, there's concern over the Cold War rhetoric that's been going around, and concern that this is written in an anti-China way that'll stoke racism and xenophobia here at home.
And what does China say?
China hasn't said much about it yet. They are not likely to like it a whole lot. The backdrop is China-U.S. relations, which are in a very bad place right now. There are disputes over trade, over human rights. There's very little cooperation. There's lots of suspicion going in both directions. And this bill is likely to be seen in Beijing as just more confirmation of its worst suspicions about U.S. intentions. I mean, they may well be concerned about the bits that, you know, boost U.S. U.S. industry and try to make the U.S. a better competitor. But the parts they're really not going to like are about punishing China or what they would see as holding China back, preventing it from developing. And Robin, there's one thing that I'm sure they won't like. The bill mandates a U.S. diplomatic boycott of the 2022 Winter Olympics in China over human rights. Athletes will be able to go, but not government officials.
They will not be happy with that. NPR international correspondent John Ruwitch, thank you so much.
Thank you.